We've seen Palestinians come together. We've seen them speak up about what they're experiencing. So while it's been very sad, it's also been a moment of togetherness and strength.
I'm Marwa Ibrahim, a senior journalist with Al Jazeera English. And between us, it's still very difficult to come to terms with the killing of Shireen Abu Aqle.
I remember my first reaction was, I just screamed. I was instantly put into this shock and sadness. It's been a huge loss for us all. I myself didn't grow up in the Arab world. I grew up in an Arab household. And her face and her voice were always on our TV screen. And then when I grew up and became a journalist myself and then joined the same network that she worked in and eventually met her in Palestine as I was reporting there, it was a huge honor. I think what's most memorable about her for me is her very calm and collected voice, which was consistent regardless of how horrific the event around her may have been. It wasn't just about the journalism. She deeply cared for the people and the place and the cause that she reported on. And I think we all recognize that. She was definitely an icon, and it's really still difficult to come to terms with her loss. She was a Palestinian Christian, but that was something that never was important. She cared about Palestinian unity and the Palestinian cause. As I was sitting at the cemetery where she was buried, a Muslim man who'd come all the way from Nazareth in the north, he said, "I'm here to pay my respects and to read the Fatiha, which is the opening chapter of the Muslim holy book." And I think that was very reflective of how it didn't matter what faith she belonged to. Since Shireen Abu Aqle's death, it's been a reflection of how difficult it is for Palestinians to live their daily lives. Since May 2021, there were protests about residents who were being removed and evacuated from their own homes in East Jerusalem and Sheikh Jarrah. There was the 11-day assault on Gaza. There were protests about restrictions on Palestinians going to prayer at the Al-Aqsa Mosque during Ramadan. We've seen increasing numbers of Palestinians being killed. They're killed just at checkpoints. Palestinian journalists are killed while they're reporting. Shireen Abu Aqle was a very famous, known journalist, and yet she was killed. According to a lot of the investigations that were launched by human rights organizations and media organizations, she was targeted. It wasn't a random bullet that killed her, she was targeted and killed.
We find that the shots that killed Abu Aqle came from Israeli security forces and not from indiscriminate firing by armed Palestinians.
There is huge hope and commitment to making sure that this does become a turning point, to try and make sure that what happened is not repeated. Whether that will happen or not is for us to wait and see. But that intention is there, and that hope is definitely there.